Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Al Newman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Charlie Lee. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jody Reed. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gladden hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bush strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clemens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Barrett bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Boggs moves to third. One out. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boggs scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Larkin hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Reed hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lombardozzi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gladden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Barrett is 0-for-0 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi misplays the ball. That's an error on Lombardozzi. Parrish moves to third. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Parrish scores. Cerrone moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up towards first. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a pop-up into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parrish scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Newman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Freddie Tolliver now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Greenwell for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-2 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burks moves to second. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Reed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gladden throws the ball into Newman, who relays the ball to Lombardozzi, who tags Reed trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Burks scores. Rice moves to third. It's 5-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Gladden moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett strikes out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harbeck hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Gladden scores. Bush moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Bush scores. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harbeck scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Larkin moves to second. Kelvin Torv pinch hits for Steve Lombardozzi. Kelvin Torv is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Torv hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Greg Gagne now playing shortstop. Al Newman now playing second base. Mark Portugal now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Parrish is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Benzinger now playing first base. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman strikes out. 1 out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gladden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bush is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gladden moves to third. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a pop-up into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Portugal covering, for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a line drive into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. John Moses pinch runs for Brian Harper. Lee Smith now pitching. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gagne hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Benzinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5. And the Twins 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Laudner now catching. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Spike Owen pinch hits for Jim Rice. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Owen bunts towards the mound. Reardon fields it and throws to first for the out. Burks moves to second. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Reed hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Benzinger takes first base on ball 4. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-3 in the game. Cerrone hits a pop-up into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5. And the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-3 in the game. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Newman moves to second. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Newman moves to third. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Newman tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Twins, 5, Red Sox, 5. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gladden moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boggs is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin is hit by the pitch. Mark Davidson pinch runs for Gene Larkin. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Davidson. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Davidson steals second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner strikes out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Newman hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Davidson scores. Gagne moves to third. It's 6-5, Twins. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gladden is 4 for 5 in the game, with 4 singles. Gladden is walked intentionally. Tom Bolton now pitching. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bush is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gagne tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-5, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Davidson now playing right field. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 4 in the game. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Owen is 0 for 0 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Greenwell moves to second. Keith Atherton now pitching. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Reed hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Reed reaches second base with a double. Greenwell scores. Owen moves to third. It's 7-6, Twins. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Benzinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Benzinger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.